so long to answer the door? It's cold out here. Aren't you going to move?
Meow.
Move. So I can come inside?
What do you mean, no?
I know I have a luscious fur coat, but I'm mortal now, and I could catch a chill if I stay out here.
So meow meow.
I said meow meow. Really? Are you really going to leave me out here in the cold? Are you really going to leave such an adorable, fluffy, adorable cat girl out in the cold?
I didn't think so. Well, close the door, you're letting all the warmth out.
Wow, oh, this is a very nice place. Oh, I'm going to like it here. Wow, oh, it's nice and warm. And is that
underfloor heating?
Oh, wow, that is just fit for a goddess. Not that I'm a goddess anymore. Wow.
Ooh, that chair looks comfortable.
Oh, it is. Wow, wow. Rum, rum, rum.
What? This is your chair.
It was your chair. This is my chair now.
Well, I'm sitting in it. Rum, it's mine.
What?
What?
Rum, mortals. Oh, wait. I'm mortal now, too. Wow.
Is that dinner?
Oh, perfect timing because I am starving. Wow.
Do you think I have time for a nap before dinner?
Being immortal is utterly exhausting. And my chair is so comfortable.
Rude? Wow. I was just getting ready to have a nap. What do I think I'm doing?
I just told you I was getting ready to have a nap.
Meow. Get out of your chair.
But I'm not in your chair, I'm in my chair.
Meow.
What?
What?
Meow. Oh, what am I doing in this house?
Well, I've adopted you.
I've adopted you.
Well, that's what catgirls do, isn't it?
They adopt mortals. Other mortals. Non-catgirl mortals.
Meow.
No. Meow. No, 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 no. Catgirls do not get adopted. Catgirls do the adopting. Oh, they do. I think you'll find that they do. I said they do.
And I've adopted you.
So I live here now. I have great taste in homes. And in chairs. I'm just, you know, wonderful. Impressive. Even though I am mortal.
What do I mean by that?
Well, up until this morning, I wasn't mortal. I was a goddess. I was the goddess.
The goddess? Bast.
Oh, don't pretend that you haven't heard of me. Everyone's heard of me.
You haven't heard of me?
Rude. You know, I could have adopted anyone. I had options. I had a vast array of options. And yet I adopted you. And how do you repay me? How do you thank me? You're rude.
Insulting.
Mrow. Am I upset?
Mrow. Obviously I'm upset.
Mrow. Why aren't you petting me? I'm obviously upset and in need of pets.
Pets.
Pet me.
Meow. I'm beginning to regret this adopt. Oh, mrow, 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 mrow. Behind my ears. Oh, mrow. Right there, right there, right there. Mrow. Oh, I take it back. Mrow. I picked the perfect mortal to adopt. Mrow. Mrow, 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 mrow. What happened this morning?
Mrow.
You can stop petting me now. Well, actually, one more. Mrow, mrow, mrow. Oh, you're so good at that. Why are you so good at that? Wait. Do you have another cat girl? Where is she? Where is she? Mrow. There will be no other cat girl for you. I am the only cat girl in your life. If I see you with another cat girl, I will.
Mrow.
So, this morning.
What?
You asked about this morning, I'm just about to tell you.
So,
you might have heard of my father, or maybe not, because you haven't heard of me.
Ra.
Oh, you've heard of him, have you?
Rude.
And why aren't you petting me? I'm obviously upset and in need of pets.
Ra. Ra, ra, ra. Oh, ra. Oh, mrow, mrow, mrow.
Okay, you can stop. Maybe one more. Just that.
Mrow. Oh, that's a sweet spot. Mrow.
So, Ra, my father. We had a bit of a tiff. Well, more an argument. He was just being unbelievably unreasonable. And I should be his favourite. I'm the only one that visits him every single day. None of the others do. I am always there, riding his golden chariot, soaking up the sun, having a nap, because I care. Obviously. I don't know why, but today he was particularly tetchy. It was like he was looking for an argument, and when he couldn't find one, well, he just started making things up. He called me spoiled. Spoiled me? Spoiled? I don't think so.
Mrow.
Then he said, I'm entitled.
Mrow.
And then he said I needed to be taught a lesson. Mrow. No, I don't think so. And then he turned me into a mortal cat girl. And he dumped me down here and... well, that was it. So unreasonable, so rude, and just not what I needed. I hadn't even had a nap. I can't believe he made me mortal. I was his favourite.
So unreasonable.
Mrow. I don't have any of my powers. Mrow. All I have is my cunning, my wiles, my keen cat intelligence. And you. I have you because I adopted you.
Mrow.
And now I live here, this is my chair, and you will give me pets whenever I'm upset. Or a bit hungry. Or whenever, really. Oh, no, you will. You absolutely will. Because I adopted you. I chose you. And, well, I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this, but needs must when your father turns you into a mortal. Sir, kitty eyes.
Mrow.
Oh no, this isn't supernatural, this is just my natural cat-like cuteness.
Mrow.
Are you really going to turn me away? Are you going to abandon me into the cold?
Mrow.
You're not? Excellent.
Mrow.
How long until dinner? Oh, that's just perfect. You may commence with the petting.
Actually, come here. I'm letting you sit down on my chair. My chair. Mine. It's mine.
And I'll just sit on you.
Get comfortable.
What?
I'm getting comfortable. But thank you for noticing just how sharp my claws are. Please bear that in mind when it comes to any other cat girl.
Meow.
And meow.
Oh, there we are. Meow.
You may commence petting. I said you may commence petting.
Meow. Meow.
Hello.
Meow. Petting.
Sad kitten eyes. Oh, I mean, yes. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Oh, meow, meow, meow. Oh, I meow. Definitely meow.
Adopted the right mortal.
Meow. Home. Meow. Mine. Mine. Mine.
Did I say you could stop petting me?
Meow.